This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa ahl al-taqwa wal-maghfira. Atubu ilayhi wa astaghfiru. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Ja'ala al-taqwa sababan li maghfirat al-dhunub wa satr al-uyub. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين وحجة على الهالكين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد my dear brothers and sisters in Islam beginning of this session inshallah just want to state the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning the subject of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول كتب عليكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين ومن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون The beginning of this ayah, إخوتي في الله, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ That siyam is being wajib, fard on all of you, as He did for the people and the nations before us. And then Allah said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً Numbered days. It's not like something that will go for the rest of your life or for the rest of the year. It's just a certain number of days that we have to fast. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same ayah, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا If you were sick, أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ Or you're partaking a journey, you're traveling, فَعِدَّةُ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ Let that person make up the days that he or she missed. Also the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith Abi Hurairah كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم قال الله يقول إن الله عز وجل يقول كل عمل لابن آدم له إلا الصيام That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said every act Every deed that the son of Adam performs, it is for him. As-salah is for him, hajj is for him, sadaqah is for him, jihad is for him. Illa siyam, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي It is indeed mine, وَأَنَا أَجْزِئُ بِهِ And I will reward the person who fasts. And then the messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue in this hadith, فَقَالَ الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ قال فإذا كان الصوم يوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب ولا يجهل وإن شاتمه أحد أو قاتله أحد فليقل مرتين كما في صحيح مسلم ومسند أحمد فليقل مرتين إني امرؤ صائم أو إني صائم Now this is that the person, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, if one of you is fasting, then he should not say or do anything that will damage or break his fast. And if anyone or someone fights him, let that person be informed that you're fasting. So inshallah, we will answer some of the rest of the question inshallah. And I will move the microphone to, give the microphone to my brother.
The first question of this lecture, what is the importance of the suhoor?
In Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَسَحَّرُ فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ He said, eat or consume suhoor, take suhoor, indeed there is barakah in suhoor. So alhamdulillah, when we were told there's a barakah in something, then when we are told there's a barakah in something, then we should try to be part of that or engage ourselves in that. So if the suhoor is a source of barakah that will bring barakah to us, then we must and we should try to have suhoor as much as we can. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith, قَالَ تَسَحَّرُوا وَخَالَفُ الْيَهُودِ, he say, consume your suhoor and be different from the Yahud. So we have to do this insha'Allah. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us all.
The second asker, can you brush your teeth with a toothpaste while fasting?
Brushing your teeth is sunnah, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَوْلَا أَنَا شُقَّ عَلَى أُمَّةِ لَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ الصَّلَاةِ. He said, if it would not be hard for my ummah, then I would ask everyone of my ummah to do the miswak before salah. So, and this is, there are four times that a person must do miswak or do the siwak or brush their teeth. One is, of course, in the salah and the adhan. Two is when the person comes home. Sorry, three is when the person comes back home, comes to his wife and his family. Three is when the person feels that the taste of his mouth is changing, or the uncomfortable smell is coming out of breath. However, for the fasting person, كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة, the Messenger of Allah يقول والذي نفسي بيدي لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من مس من ريح المسك. He said, Messenger of Allah said, by Allah, I swear by Allah, that the smell of a fasting person's breath is preferred in the sight of Allah, is more preferred in the sight of Allah than the misk itself. Now, can we use toothpaste? As long as you're not swallowing it, and as long as it's not going down your throat, it's perfectly fine. You can use toothbrush, toothpaste, as long as you're not swallowing. Allahu A'la wa A'lam.
What is the recommended for the fasting person?
There are certain things that are called adab as-sawm, the etiquettes and the things that are recommended for a Muslim to fast, to a fasting to do. One, this is from the etiquette, from the adab. It's not wajibat, it's not arkan, it's not shurut, this is from the adab. Some of the adab is the person not to talk unnecessarily. During the month of Ramadan, when the person is fasting, the person has to stay, try to limit what comes out of his mouth, even though what is coming out of his mouth is mubah. Number two, when you're eating, do not eat too much. Do not eat too much or drink too much. Some of the people, mashallah, they eat too much for suhoor, they eat too much for iftar, and when they come for Salat al-Taraweeh, mashallah, tabarakallah, you hear them burping and burping from all over the place, and the masjid instead is smelling like a misk. It smells like rice and chicken and meat and all that. So a person should not eat more than he should, and try to limit according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, while the person is fasting, person has to keep in mind that he's doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoid all conflict, insha'Allah. Now, this is some of the recommended act of fasting for the fasting person.
Jazakallahu khairan. What is the things which invalidate the fast?
Food, drinking, and having relationship with your spouse. Food and drinking is the hadith in the Quran and the ayah in the Quran, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Then you continue fasting until night, so you're not allowed to eat or drink. The other thing that we know from the Sunnah, also from the Quran, that is having a relationship with your wife it is not recommend, is not allowed in its, while the person, when the person is fasting. Now,
JazakAllahu khairan, Sheikh. Who are excused from fasting and why?
The following people are excused from fasting: those who are sick, and those who are traveling. And this is in the, based in the ayah, based on the ayah, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Also, a person under the age of puberty is excused. A lady who is pregnant or suckling her child, she's excused. These are the one that are excused from fasting. Other than those, they must perform the fast, or may observe fasting. Allahu a'lam.
JazakAllah khairan, Shaykh. Follow up to question number 5. How do they make up for their fasting?
For those who are, the people are excused are two type. Those are permanently excused, and they don't have to make up the days that they missed, such as those who are at old age, and they can no longer fast. Or those who have permanent illnesses, that they cannot be cured from this. Those are not out of the group that would have to make up the fast. But for the other people, those who are, have a temporary illness, or they were traveling, or were suckling their children, or the women who was pregnant, the way they can make up the fast is for them to find those days as suitable for them to fast. They should not, it is this, nothing saying that it has to be in order. Nothing is saying that you have to fast, you know, consecutive days based on the number of the days that you miss, but based on the availability and the ability that they can, inshallah. Now.
JazakAllah khairan. Following up with fasting 6 days after Ramadan, does it need to be continuous or can it be separated?
The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من صام منكم من شيء من صام رمضان ثم أتبع ستة من شوال. So he said, whoever fasts Ramadan and then follows it with 6 days of Shawwal. The hadith did not say 6 days right after Ramadan or 6 days that after one another, but it says 6 days, mutlaq. So any 6 days of the, from the month of Shawwal is acceptable. It could be any days from the month of Shawwal, Allahu a'la wa a'lam.
JazakAllah. During the Taraweeh, are followers allowed to hold the Quran and read out loud of it?
Now there's two part, this question has two part. Holding the Mus'haf, which has different hukum, then reciting from the Mus'haf, which has also something that a lot of people do. Reciting while you're holding the Mus'haf, it is not allowed. It's not allowed based on the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person should not recite with the imam while the imam is reciting Quran. Cannot do that. Now holding the Mus'haf, the ulama, they said, is permissible. However, you left the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the sunnah, number one, is to put your hands on your chest. Number two, the sunnah is not to make too many moves. And now when you're holding the Mus'haf, you have to flip the page, and one hand is here and the other hand is holding the Mus'haf. And then when you're making ruku', you got to put the Mus'haf somewhere. And when you're doing sujood, you have to place the Mus'haf elsewhere. So there's a lot of unnecessary movements that you're doing in the Salah. And more movements that you make, less ajr you get. So the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sunnah of the Sahaba, Sunnah of the Khulafa, is for them to listen to the imam. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, pay attention to it and listen to it. He did not say, you know, and وَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا, or look at it. No. The Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he had his own Mus'haf. In Ubay ibn al-Ka'b, he had Quran. You know, Hafsa, she had her own Mus'haf. You know, none of the Sahaba ever came while Ubay ibn Ka'b was leading the Salah and then said, you know what, you know, I'm going to see if Ubay ibn Ka'b makes any mistakes. None of them said that. So the Sahaba used to listen to the Qari, whatever the Qari is reciting, regardless of how long the Salah is or how short the Salah is. So it is not from the Sunnah for a person to hold the Mus'haf. However, if the person doesn't, then your Salah is still in Salih, your Salah is still in valid, and it's not, it's good, inshallah. Naam.
Jazakallahu khairan, Shaykh. What is the importance of Laylatul Qadr?
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the importance of Laylatul Qadr. In more than a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قال يعني إن هذا الشهر حضركم in one of the hadith of النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم another narration وفيه الشهر يوم ليلة خير من ألف الشهر ومن حرم حرم خير كله. There's a lot of hadith saying that, you know, there is one unique significant night of this month, in this month, and whoever so deprived from the khair of that month or from the khair of that night, he's indeed is deprived from a lot of khair. Now it's very important for a mu'min, because alf shahr, 1,000 month, you know, that is over 80 years of your lifespan. So most of us, we may not live up to 80 years or close to 80 years. So I think we all should utilize that night. We all should concentrate in getting that night and not miss it. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the Sunnah, it is in the last 10 days of Ramadan. It could be the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. So we should try in the ultimate best to make sure that we are part of those nights, inshaAllah. Naam.
Okay, that was the end of the question. Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh Saeed. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.